Coming through. Lovely. Well, I've already had my scripture read for me this morning. It is actually in a few places in scripture, the same kind of passage, but it is the exact verses which I chose for this morning. It's a well-known scripture. It's a well-known story. I think from a lot of us childhoods, even at school or Sunday school, we've heard this story many times. Palm Sunday is one of them days for me. When I first thought of this scripture and read this scripture to myself, in some ways I think it's a bit strange, really, knowing in hindsight what's going to happen and what these people are doing at the time. It seems a bit strange to me, and I've always, in some ways, had a slight conflict with this scripture. But I'm wanting to look at it maybe from a different way that you've ever thought of it before. It may be that you already think of it this way, and then my preaching's just going out to the preach, so to speak. But in some ways, it's a very important day to me, and I hope it's a very important day to you as well. I've got three moments in scriptural time that I would classify as one of Julie's sayings, an everyday. She's going through a everyday for Jesus preachings at the moment, and this is in some ways one of my everydays. And I think in some ways it should be each of our, one of our everydays. I'll not read the scripture again to you. You know it already. Thinking of the scripture now, the royal treatment, or was it? It's very much described as the royal treatment. We see Jesus taking a donkey, riding on this donkey into Jerusalem, knowing what was going to unfold in a few days' time. The crowds are all there. It's Passover. A path is being set out before him. Palm leaves cut and laid. Coats taken off and placed down. There is a noise of triumph, joy, praise, and shouts. Shouts of Hosanna. Saviour. This is the royal treatment. We think of royal treatment in modern terms. The red carpet laid out for special occasions. But I want to make this Palm Sunday a personal experience. I want to make this Palm Sunday an everyday for each one of us. How would we react? What would we do? It may seem completely different to the actual story as we read it here. But the way we could react to this story, to this event, could make a great difference in our everyday life. I'm going to do something dangerous now, dangerous for all preachers. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Now, normally, that's a bad sign for a preacher. It means that people are falling asleep. But I want you to close your eyes. And I'm going to give you a picture for you to think about. Now, I want you to bring this picture to life while your eyes are closed. Imagine your street. Imagine the houses in your street. Imagine the road. Maybe the parked cars. The neighbours. Imagine you're standing on the pathway or on your drive, and you're looking down the street, and in the distance you hear a noise, a commotion. It grows closer. And what's coming before you, you can now start to make out figures. You now see that it's Jesus coming before you. And as he comes closer, by this time, all your neighbours are out. The street's becoming crowded. You can hear shouts of joy. Things are being laid out on the road, set down on the route. Jesus is coming close. He's coming closer. What are you going to lay down? What are you going to put before him? What is your sacrifice? We hear a sacrifice of praise. Open your eyes. Quite a challenging experience. Jesus was before you. You heard him coming. You heard the noise. You heard the commotion. You heard the praise. Did you place anything down? There's no palm leaves on my road. And I may not have been wearing a coat. It's not very often I do. What did you put down? On the other hand, was it all too much for you? Did you fear? Did you hold back? And did Jesus just look at you as he walked past by? This to me, this whole story to me, is a reminder of our sacrifice. It may be a sacrifice of praise, but I think it's a bigger opportunity. An opportunity for more, for you to give more, for you to lay down more. To lay a burden down. To lay a fear down. To lay down that thing that's been holding you back. To lay down that sacrifice. We think of this story, this time, and what was ahead of Jesus. We think of the cries of Hosanna. In Aramaic, I believe it's roughly translated as save. Jesus went on to be that perfect sacrifice. He went on to save you and me. He took it all. He took your burdens, my burdens, your sacrifice, and my sacrifice, and became that perfect sacrifice for each one of us. When your eyes were closed, what did you put before Jesus? What did you lay down on that road? Could be a big challenge for each one of us this morning. It's quite easy to look at this story, this part of the Easter story, and think of it as the royal treatment. This is a time for you to give your sacrifice. And to give it up for good. This is the time for you to lay something down and not take it back up again. I firmly think that at the time that this was portrayed and took place, the things that were laid down wouldn't have been picked up and dusted off and reworn. The roads would have been dirty. The pathways would have been dusty. Everything would have been trodden upon. Things that were laid down for good. This is an opportunity for each one of us to take this as an everyday.